Sagax placed his head flat on the seat, level with his friend. Trying hard not to burst out laughing, he explained Skerum's predicament to Kruver.
You'll never believe this, but he's got his front teeth stuck in the wood. Skerum must have been biting so hard that when the rope snapped and our vessel slapped down into the water, he was still open-mouthed. His teeth stuck right into the seat.
The hare wailed.
It's not done it, and it hurts.
Sagax patted Skerum gently.
I know it's not funny and it hurts. Keep quite still now, mate. Let's see if I can get you loose. Kruver, hold his shoulders.
The sea otter braced Skerum's shoulders. Sagax went to work with his powerful blunt claws, loosening odd splinters carefully and pulling away the larger fragments. He freed the hare's teeth. Skerum sat up and clapped a paw across his numbed mouth.
My teeth hurt.
He had to repeat the phrase until the badger understood.
Oh, right. You said, thanks, Sagax. My teeth hurt, correct?
Skerum nodded his head gingerly and retired beneath the bow seat, where he lay nursing his sore mouth. Kruver was sympathetic.
Never mind, messmate. Your gob will probably be paining you for a while, but you'll soon be shipshape.
The remainder of the day passed uneventfully, with the otter and the badger tip-pawing quietly about so as not to disturb Skerum at his rest. In the early evening, Kruver put tinder to flint and made a small fire with charcoal in a deep stone bowl. Sagax rummaged through the rations and came up with wheat and barley flour, a jar of preserved damsons in honey, and a few other ingredients. Mixing them with some water from their little water keg, he asked Kruver,
"Ever had skillion duff, mate?"
His friend's eyes lit up with anticipation.
"Oh, ah, skillion duff ain't nothing tastier. A sea otter's favourite victuals, I'd say."
Sagax baked the mixture to a soft, doughy pudding, using the damson juice and honey as a sauce. It smelled delicious. Kruver made his way forward and shook Skerum awake.
"Grubs up, matey. Guess what Sagax made for us? Skillion duff. Nice and up, with damson juice and honey sauce poured over it."
The young hare crawled from beneath the seat and sat up with his head in both paws. He had turned a peculiar, unhealthy shade.
"Boat's been going up and down, up and flaming well down all day. Oh, my mouth hurts like the blazes. I don't think I'll be taking any supper this evening, thank you. Just leave me alone here so I can die quietly, what?"